They give lectures, tours, and help New Yorkers learn about their neighborhoods. Their positions are mandated by state law, but they don't make a penny for it. They're the five city historians, one for each borough. This summer, we'll be meeting them and finding out secret knowledge about their respective hoods. Queensborough historian Jack Eichenbaum is the new kid on the block. He got his job in June, promising not to hide behind books. WNYC's Kathleen Horan met him in the Flushing apartment that he's lived in for decades.
Let's take a look around. These are all photos taken from the roof of this building. Here's the skyline. These are a couple of nice sunsets.
Jack Eichenbaum looks tan and fit in his t-shirt, royal blue track shorts, and running shoes. He's lived nearly all of his 67 years in Queens, a place he believes is still undervalued by the rest of the city. The people who act like Manhattan is the center of the known universe don't even get him started.
I found too many people who were interesting people who would never come here. Why would I ever want to go there, to their crowded apartments and their overpriced restaurants and their dirty air?
He isn't always this feisty, but he's a man on a mission. That's why Queensborough President Helen Marshall selected Eichenbaum, a retired city assessor with a PhD in geography, over the other candidates. His predecessor held the position for 11 years. She says Eichenbaum's passion for all things Queens is one of the qualities that makes him the right man for the job. He says the thing that most easily dazzles people about Queens is the rich diversity layered across the different neighborhoods.
I mean, people still wearing some version of clothing that looks different, smells that are different, music is blaring out of the shops, and, you know, it's all right out there.
He says, of course, Queens hasn't always been this diverse. One of the defining moments of the borough was the changing of the immigration laws beginning in the late 60s. The other was when the Queensborough Bridge and the 7 and N trains opened, transforming the mostly rural area into an urban spot in the early part of the 20th century. Although for some, the neighborhoods are still more relevant than the borough.
When I was growing up, we lived in Bayside. We never said we live in Queens. The fact that people live in Queens is a relatively late 20th century idea. Most people lived and grew up, from my era, in neighborhoods of Queens. And you still write, Queens addresses still say Bayside, New York, Jamaica, New York, Ozone Park, New York.
Guiding people through those neighborhoods is something he's been doing since the 80s, and he'll continue to push an educational agenda via his walking tours. One thing that often surprises visitors about Flushing is how green it is. He's even on a first-name basis with a few of the epic trees that line Bound Street.
I call this one Big Mama. This is my own personal name.
He's leaning against a 19th-century oak tree planted by the nurserymen of Flushing. There happens to be a lot of historical greenery here.
This is Weeping Beech Park, is named for a weeping beech tree that was the first of a European, a later nurseryman, Samuel Bound Parsons.
His tour is peppered with offbeat facts and trivia. Scrabble, for example, was invented in Jackson Heights by a man named Alfred Butts.
He invented the game, and his wife tested it, and they refined it, I think, in the 30s and 40s.
Eichenbaum happens to be a champion Scrabble player himself and has trophies from tournaments he's competed in from Boston to the Dead Sea. He fondly reminisces about one of his most memorable moves when he spelled out the word syzygy, which employs three Y's and a Z. What does the word mean?
It has something to do with eclipses or some kind of astronomical movements between bodies when certain alignments, I don't know exactly. Yeah.
What he does know is that he's the guy to school New Yorkers about a borough they still know too little about. That means you, Manhattan. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
All this week, the borough historian will be answering the burning questions you have about Queens. To post yours, see pictures and hear audio about how the borough has changed, visit our website at WNYC.org.